We're on item D2, Board of Aldermen Library Subcommittee Status Update and Report. Randy, would you like to address the board first or have at least one person signed up to speak? Would you like to hear from?
Why don't we hear from folks who want to speak first?
Okay. Nerys Levy, if you would come up, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Board of Aldermen. I'm here, Nerys Levy, representing the Friends of the Cobber Branch Library and Cybery. We are one. I just want to add on behalf of the Friends a couple of points of information based on what is presented before us tonight. I've been working actually with the Master Aging Plan for the county, and by the time this library is built, in Southwest Orange County, we will have more than 51% of the population in the senior citizen category, and if not more. So that actually has to be borne in mind when we're considering siting and also parking and walkability, access. A lot of the seniors will be coming from areas in Outer Cobra and also in parts of our southwest Orange County. And, you know, cycling is not what a lot of them will be doing. And so I think we have to be realistic in really thinking of parking spaces, not having parking. If you go to the Orange County Library, those parking spaces are far away from the library itself. I think there are 10 spaces, and already that was something that, you know, there was no Southern hearing for that at all. It was passed in one night on the 2nd of November, 2006, and I was there. And there was no consideration there at all. So that should be something that we should consider. The other thing is to do with the times we're living in. And these are economic times when a lot of people really can't afford to pay for computer access. A lot of people in the county do not have DSL. So with all the technologies in the world, libraries are places not only that have books, but also the access access to information is really the key component in new libraries. And we are talking about providing a facility for 35,000 people of not only books, not only electronic means, but also access to information. And so this should be a facility which should have spaces, internal spaces, as well as external spaces, to provide access to parking and also to information for 35,000 Orange County citizens who live in Southwest Orange County. So we are looking at a gift which should be accepted joyfully, and it should be a gift which we should all support. We have been at this job now for 25 years, during which time six generations of young people have been deprived of a facility which is commensurate with what they should have been getting. Six generations, not to mention the public who have been waiting for a facility for which they have been paying for 30 years, which they have not yet had. So what I am asking you to consider as you look at these changes and the criteria are basically issues which impact the whole of Orange County, Southwest Orange County, and equity. We all should all have equal access to a facility for which we are paying. And we are paying for the whole community. All of us should have equal access. And we are talking about siting a Southwest Orange branch for the whole of Southwest Orange County, of many different age groups and economic needs. And so I would ask that the town put its back behind this project, support the criteria with, I'm sure, a few changes, but basically support them, and expedite this project so that we will all benefit in the immediate future, not down the road, not make it contentious, but that we all can benefit soon from a facility. Otherwise, two or three generations of young people will go without, and also senior citizens will be further deprived, you know, from access to information which they will need to function in the future. So I'm counting on the board to really move this project forward, and thank you for your time and your deliberation, and look forward to your support.
Naris, if I could just ask you a follow-up question on that for just a moment.
Yes.
I guess, you know, the thing that troubles me just a little bit about what you're saying is, and I agree, I mean, clearly people who need to use a motor vehicle to get to the library, they need to use a motor vehicle to get to the library, and they deserve to have library services just like anybody else. But, you know, the Hillsborough Branch Library actually does have a lot of parking. You have to go up an elevator if you use the parking that's provided for it. But that is Americans with Disabilities Act accessible elevator. And also people with motor vehicles can readily access the Chapel Hill Public Library, which at least we understand. I don't know what the absolute latest is, but it's accessible to residents of all of Orange County. So, I mean, how are those two facilities sort of inadequate in meeting meeting that need? Because to me, it seems like the real issue is for those of us who or I shouldn't say us, because I have a car, I can drive, but for people, and there are lots of them, for people who don't have cars, who can't drive, people who are under 16, people who are not wealthy enough to own a motor vehicle, or people who just choose not to own a motor vehicle, those are the people that I think have a real access issue.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is true, and you're talking also about the problem of Northern Copra, you know, and if the siting of a facility for people in Northern Copra where if they don't have a bike and they don't like to ride a bike, not everybody feels safe on a bike and they can't walk, and if there are no buses from Northern Copra coming downtown because those bus routes have not accessed Northern Copra, let alone Outer Copra. I live in Outer Copra. I live in the county, let alone Orange County. This is the issue of accessibility for everyone that we really have to discuss. So we have to really all be open and work together. We will all work together to really discuss this issue. It is complex. It is complex. It is not a morality issue. It is a physical issue. And I have sat in on 30 hours of master aging plans discussing this. It is a real issue for the future. And a lot of the children who would be coming with grandparents, you know. So given the way the world is now, so we have to look at the future as a very complex set of issues. And the siting of this library, not as a them and the us issue, but as something that we all work together for, to provide the county with the best facility for everybody in the county, bearing in mind, you know, the frailties of children and senior citizens, the finances of the future, and the spaces that are big question marks, but everybody will need much more information to be able to cope with the complexities. So I like your question. I think it's an important question, and I think we can all leave this room tonight all on the same page, supporting the building of a facility by the county, for the community, which includes Copra, that will benefit everybody in good faith, with goodwill, and with the support of everybody, and without contention. And in that way, we can provide the public with the information and the tools they need for the future. That is our responsibility, collectively.
Thanks, Naris.
Naris, I'm in total agreement, and I almost feel like we came into this discussion being on the same page.
Yes.
So Just a question. Is there anything of what we're looking at tonight that would lead you to think that somehow we need to reconcile differing positions?
I feel that we are getting there because the reconciliation has to be, I feel, with trust, with trusting the project to go forward in the hands of experts in library science, public input in boards down the road, and, you know, trusting both sides to put in their information at a point where it would be appropriate. Right. And I think that's where we're at right now. I think we've been apart. We've had problems with the county. We've all been there. Now, you know, we may have had a glitch at the last meeting, but we are getting there. So I think for the first time, rubber stamp this, move it along, and let's just build the library for all of us, and so that we can all benefit. And we will benefit economically in Cobra being the center, because people will come here to use the library, and right. if they have vehicles, that's fine. Thank you for your support, and
thank you.
We trust you to do the right thing.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Neris. Well, should we hear? Go right ahead.
So what's in our packet, actually, the initial tidying up was done by Dan, and then Jackie and I, between the meeting where it was first shared and now, Jackie and I just went through and added comments in the comments section and highlighted a couple things. So do you want me to, what's the best way to do this? Dan, you may want to share what you had originally.
I think we should focus on if anyone on the board has any concerns about, you know, if there's anything they still think is missing from this document or anything they want to tweak. And I think I would like us to wrap this up tonight mm-hmm. and get it on to the county. I mean, that's what I would suggest is that, you know, you and I not present anything, but just hear, we all hear what okay. comments people might have.
From what I've noticed is it hasn't really changed from last time, except it's now without the cross house and everything, it's cleaned up. And is there anything significant that's changed?
No, we just added a couple of comments that had not been pulled into the actual comment column.
Lydia, and then I have one thing.
The comment I want to make is, you know, I don't have any problem with the way the criteria is now. I think we've incorporated, at least in my opinion, we've incorporated a lot of the suggestions that we all have made over the last couple of times we've talked about this. I think that what's important is what I mentioned last time, that when we give this back to the county, that we suggest to them just some kind of a simple suggestion of a process for how they solicit possible sites, because you know, we all know of at least two or three or four different ideas of potential sites, right? And there's probably more out there that we don't know about. I think it might, you know, they might not take our suggestion, but maybe we could, you know, suggest that they come up with some kind of a date by which they ask folks who have a piece of property that they want to be considered that meet basic criteria, selling price, size of the lot or whatever, and, you know, perhaps one or two other brief criteria. I don't know. But, you know, by June 1st or July 1st or whatever, submit this property to X at the county. And then that way the county has two or three or four or whatever sites that then they can go forward with kind of looking at and start the process of this criteria. I mean, I really think it's important for us to suggest something like that to the county, because otherwise, I mean, they'll get the criteria and that'll be fine, and then who knows who will go about soliciting what. And we all know that there are people who keep calling us, keep approaching us, talk to us about ideas. You know, if we have an idea, we submit it. If someone down the street has land that they want to have considered, they submit it or whatever. I mean, the county's the one, we can talk about all we want about where we would put it, but the county's the one that's going to end up deciding, here's the one we want to put forward for the community to look at. Mm-hmm. So that's my two cents.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a great point.
I have, it is a great point, and it is a, people do constantly contact me about their various mm-hmm. proposals, to which I keep saying, well, you know, I'm not the one writing a check here, so you're really kind of talking to the wrong party. But I have two things. One is that while I think some of the spirit of some of what we were discussing a couple weeks and a couple of months ago is captured under access, that I still feel like it would be good to state this a little bit more affirmatively. Mm-hmm. You know, I really feel like whatever the site is, it should be on an existing public transportation line, like directly on an existing public transportation line.
Says it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking at, I'm both too focused on the BOA comments. I'm sorry, accessibility
yeah,
for public.
Left,
oh, I see, I was thinking that on the left there, no. That was what they had to, must be on, but, okay. So it could not be too much more direct than that. All right,
no,
excellent.
No.
Good work, committee. The other thing is that the word cited is misspelled under BOA comments. I believe that should be S-I-T-E-D.
Where are we?
At the very top of the page.
Well, that's too legal.
First.
At the top.
The very top.
Top rightmost box on the BOA comments.
No, that's correct. That C is correct.
No, cited with a C means
no, right.
Giving
and many other examples that could be cited. That could
this
be
cited is
oh.
To cite.
Oh, or they could be cited, S-I-T-E-D.
Oh, I got you. That's what you're saying. It. Okay.
No, because we're not talking about
the space
places that
talk
have
about.
An issue
right.
With the library.
Okay.
There
was one spelling mistake.
Well, maybe
that
maybe we could just alter the structure of that sentence slightly so that it wouldn't be ambiguous.
No, you just read.
Or we could just say, or for many other examples.
Yeah.
It could be either
so.
Cited or cited. All right. Outstanding.
So my
thank
question,
you,
Lydia,
my
Lydia, where would we put? Where would you want to see us put the recommendation for process?
I think separate than this.
Yeah,
okay.
That should be point two on our motion.
Okay.
I have one thing which is I didn't catch before, which is under centrality at the very top of the second page, it says growth and development, and I don't know why I didn't notice this before, but I have no idea what that means. That there's a criteria of centrality that includes growth and development.
Oh, I guess as if
does that
mean considering potential future growth? That
where the growth is central to the greatest
well,
density
that's
of growth.
I mean, are we thinking they mean future growth and development? And does that mean that a place that was already built out to some extent would lose points because there's not as enough future growth? Or
well, we could suggest the change that say growth and development as called for in
how about under the comments
municipal
we say growth and development needs clarification.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
I guess I was trying to give a little more direction in the sense that, you know, I'm not so much interested in that the county commissioners think that a certain area is going to grow versus what our plans actually call for as areas that are going to grow.
But we want to know what they mean. So do we want to clarify that specifically to say?
I think the main point is not to have that preclude places that are already fully grown and developed.
Well,
or places
or
that
are they
are
talking
being
about the building.
Well, here's what I don't want to hear about is we're going to put it on the edge of the rural buffer because there's thousands of undeveloped acres.
Right.
That
right.
Have potential for
so
future growth and development, but
potential,
I mean, you know, but not actually called for growth and development. That's all. I mean, I'm being That's hyperbole. I don't suppose they would actually do that, but you get the flavor of what I'm getting at.
Mark, why don't we say potential growth and development as indicated by adopted plans?
Yeah.
Because bullet number one is existing population. I mean, you know, which parameter are you going to go with? You know what I mean? So I think...
Well, I guess I'm suggesting, you know, a lot of our planning documents call for a lot of... much of the residential growth in our community to happen in and near our downtown.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying,
I think
potential growth and development of population is a fine criterion to consider as long as that's in the context of what's actually called for in municipal planning documents.
Right. Which
your comment takes care of that. Like.
I think what Dan suggested works for me.
So potential growth and development in the context of existing plans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's great.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Potential or
so
realized?
we can strike needs potential. Clarification.
Yes.
Okay, good.
We just clarified.
We gave it the clarification that we
better
want.
Better do it ourselves.
That's great.
Agreed.
All right. Is there a motion for all of that?
So moved.
For the criteria?
Well,
I'll second that if it's including Lydia's suggestion of a
yes.
Time specified solicitation.
Process.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. Where was the second?
Me.
Oh, who is the mover?
Me.
Okay. Randy moved. Dan seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Matter passed unanimously.
One more thing on this. Do we want to throw into the county the suggestion of co-locating the library here in Town Hall as something to investigate?
I don't know. My thinking was that they came up with a date that would be one that could just be put forward with others.
That was my thinking.
We'll
hold off and see where they go next with the process.
That was my thinking. Right. I don't know.
Okay.
If it happened, that would be the appropriate time to have it go forward at the same time that they're considering all other properties.
The only issue there is that what if they don't take the suggestion, then will we miss an opportunity and just find out that they've chosen a place through hearing about it through our zoning? Probably.
Well, and the alternative is they spend a year messing around with it and then don't do it, and then we're back to where we are. I kind of think it's one that ought to be put forward with others, and we certainly would make a good case. I mean, we can make the case when we submit it, I would think. I don't know. That's just my thinking.
Well, I mean, if they choose not to pursue it that way, they're the ones writing the check.
I certainly want them to consider it, but I don't want them to consider it at the expense of, at the offset of maybe...
Without looking at others.
Right. Because you're asking them to still let it have an open process.
Right.
We have a clear idea about what we want. So.
Mr. Manager.
Staff has not fully formed a response to that idea. However, in our initial look at it, there are a number of concerns with using this site. Trish has a couple of comments, if y'all would like to hear those tonight, that address minimally some of the concerns, but just in general, there's, you know, a physical concern about building an addition as far as the size of this property, the parking requirements. When we talk about renovating this building, library is an assembly use that kicks us into a different fire code that's going to require, fire separation, fire sprinkling. There's existing issues with this building that would need to be addressed if it if we were going to talk about locating books and lots of large heavy objects. So there, you know, we haven't fully formed our response, but there are a lot of issues to take into account when you talk about trying to utilize this building or add on to the space. And Trish, if you want to add to that.
Parking is one of them in response to that, which is, you know, when I referred this idea that I got from, as I said, Heidi and Gary Giles, you know, my thinking was it only is going to make sense to the county is if when you add up all those costs, and that's just enumerating, right, there's going to be a lot of costs in improving this building for that to happen. And if those were significantly less than the cost of building a library somewhere else and procuring the property, then that becomes a win-win potentially for the town and the county. So I don't see the things Matt's asking as suggesting as an obstacle. I see, you know, the question of, well, what's the total cost of all that going to be? And does that then make it infeasible?
Right.
And we'll note that it would be a different situation if the renovation of this building were somewhere much higher up on our capital improvements program. But in fact, it's one of those things that's sort of identified as an out there need year six and following.
But that research is definitely an example of how we're trying to do what we can to provide options. So like we're trying to you know, facilitate this process.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, sure. Well, I mean, I think that there were two sort of options that were presented in the emails that you all were just communicating via last week, which were sort of renovating the bottom floor of Town Hall and adding on to that. And then another option was building out from the structure. And those would there would be different considerations from a building code perspective for both of those. But a building that was sort of a separate one would not necessarily require upgrades to this building, although it might create an opportunity for upgrades to this building. The square footage of an area, I mean, of the parking area out that you could capture if you were to capture the space from the edge of the parking area just outside of the boardroom over to close to the canopy that's over the closest canopy to the farmer's market, and then took that structure down to about the edge of Bim Street would give you about a 13,000 square foot footprint. So if you were to look at, I think one of the references was potentially building over the existing parking, having a surface level of parking with structure over that and tying into the second floor here, or really like the main floor of Town Hall, that would be about the square footage of a space if you were to fully capture it. The other part, another sort of rectangle of space is the parking area just to the south, the sort of auxiliary parking area there, and that's a rectangle of approximately 12,000 square feet. So not in the not up to that that maximum that the county had expressed before, but a separate structure wouldn't raise in an absolute fashion all of the building code requirements, although as again it might create an opportunity for improving. It certainly would create an opportunity for changing out the electrical service on this site, expanding it, and adding capacity where we are now really maxed out. There was a building study done in 1994 for the town, and it was done for a number of reasons to determine what was the existing condition of Town Hall and what were the future needs of the town staff, and then what were the sort of where did we align with the code requirements at the time? And while the building was determined to be one that was, and still I think we would all agree, is worthy of continued use and renovation, maintenance, and those sorts of things, there were a number of deficiencies that were identified in that study. And there have been a number of things that have been done since that study was done. The whole building was, the bricks on almost the entire exterior were repointed to deal with issues associated with water infiltration. There's the drainage problems under the building have been recently improved. We've been doing maintenance and so forth, but there's been the fire stair renovations that happened most recently, and other small things that have gone along the way. But there have been a lot of things that were not addressed that were identified in that study, and the structural issues that deal with loading, especially the type of loading that would be presented by a library on upper floors, are probably the biggest issue for renovation of this existing space. In terms of the zoning, it is a permitted use in the zoning district to do a library in the B1G zoning district. Based on the size of this lot, it would be a special use permit. This is a property that's covered by a conditional use permit, covered by a conditional use permit before the law changed, and we had to take the Board of Aldermen out of the decision-making role with regard to the town's own activities. And so I don't know, Mike, if you had a chance to consider this question any further, whether it would be a zoning permit or whether we would look at it as a special use permit. But by the ordinance perspective, it would, if the applicant were the county, it would be a special use permit for a library use on this site. Of course,
special use meaning going before the Board of Adjustment.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. From a parking perspective, the
existing, there are about, it seems that there are about 92 spaces on the town hall complex site, and those spaces are used for the office uses here, the fire department, and our storage use, which involves other departments than just the folks who have offices here, but Rec and Parks, for example, perhaps probably the primary activity. An estimate of the parking required for the uses we have on site is between 45 and 50, so we do have an excess of parking. If a 20,000 square foot library were sited on this property, that specific use would need 67 parking spaces and by the ordinance, and there really wouldn't be an opportunity, as far as we can tell, you know, quickly looking at it, to share spaces, so there'd be a deficit based on the amount of spaces we have on the site right now. It's a pretty complicated, I think overall this is this is a complicated consideration, and it really, I think, at a minimum would come down to largely a site planning question, and whether or not the site could be modified to accommodate all the needs and interests that the town has in this property. The rectangles I described, one of them, the one that I described on this side of the building, does encroach into the town commons. A narrower footprint would yield, yes, less square footage than what I estimated for you. And so, you know, the extent to which we want to maintain the sort of areas of the site in their current uses would be a consideration, and, you know, from a site planning perspective. And then the square footage itself, if anything were to happen within the existing building, while this building isn't fully, you know, serviced in terms of heating and, you know, maxing out plumbing facilities, for example, it is pretty much fully used. And so the space, we have a lot of activities that are going on even outside the heated portions of the building from a square footage perspective. Currently, there's not available space in other town buildings to accommodate those activities, and those are storage activities, but those activities are occurring here now. So those uses would have to go someplace else to be accommodated in some other fashion if there was a desire to use some of the square footage, you know, in the town hall building itself. So just a few observations, okay. And I'm happy to try and answer questions if you have any.
All right, thanks. We have a couple of other things that are not on our printed agenda we need to get to, so.
Thank you, Trish.